Weather permitting, at 2:05 this afternoon, the Buffalo Bisons will open their home schedule for the 25th straight year at the corner of Swan and Washington in downtown Buffalo. The landmark event offers a chance to reflect on the high expectations for the stadium, then known as Pilot Field, as it opened on April 14, 1988.
Governor Cuomo and County Executive Gorski and Bob Rich and all you sports fans that are here today, isn't this a great day for Western New York and everywhere? This is great, isn't it?
Former Buffalo Mayor the late Jimmy Griffin, as he and other dignitaries gathered outside the stadium prior to first pitch. Since then, millions have passed through the turnstiles and have enjoyed what at the time was a monumental $56 million public investment in support of a minor league baseball franchise.
So ready for the first pitch in the history of Pilot Field as Bob Patterson will deliver to Billy Ray Bates. First pitch underway, swung on and missed.
The voice of Pete Weber, who for 13 years served as the play-by-play voice for Bisons baseball. Weber has since moved on to Nashville, where he serves as the voice of the NHL's Predators, the latest line on an impressive resume, long in the understanding of the business of professional sports. As Weber recalls, the excitement of that first day was far more than just a AAA opener on a near-freezing day.
This was going to be... Let's turn things back again, because Buffalo was involved in the expansion derby, trying to get a National League franchise at that point in time. This was to be the major step in that effort.
Some years ago, people ruled Buffalo out. You're bigger and stronger than you've been in a long, long time. Buffalo never settled for minor leagues. Buffalo is a major league city, and I want to come back when we have the franchise for the American or the National League. I'll be here then, too. Thank you.
That was then New York Governor Mario Cuomo, adding to the opening day frenzy with platitudes that in many ways could have been uttered just last week by his son, current Governor Andrew Cuomo. Of course, the Bisons never went to the major leagues. Almost as fast as owner Bob Rich's group applied for an expansion franchise, baseball economics exploded, leaving the application well behind Florida and Colorado, which were granted big league teams. The stadium, with its many names, North AmeriCare Park, Duntire Park, never made it to the big leagues. But courtesy of an inspired architectural firm, it certainly had an impact on big league stadiums.
This was then HOK, now known as Populous, sports architecture firm. Starting the real retro type of look. It had a retro feel, then Pilot Field, as it fit into its surrounding area in downtown Buffalo.
Baltimore's park at Camden Yards, opened in 1992, in many ways mimicked the design features of the Buffalo Stadium. Virtually every urban park built since has in some manner paid homage to Buffalo. And not every one of those stadiums, Pete Weber points out, have enjoyed Buffalo's success.
Now, more recently, opening up about 12 years ago, AutoZone Park in Memphis, and they have a gorgeous facility, and it's a great home for baseball in downtown Memphis, but they are at a financial crossroads with that right now.
Financial stability aside, it's easy to feel disappointment when reflecting on the excitement of the stadium's early days. Packed houses braving the springtime chill of Lake Erie's breezes. Ticket scalpers at the ready at nearby street corners. Even the most skeptical local sports fans believed Major League Baseball was Buffalo's destiny. In your opinion, as somebody who was here in Western New York and now has an outsider's point of view, 25 years later, is that stadium, is it a success?
Big time. It has stood the test of time. Yes, it has been a huge success. It's been a great gathering spot for downtown. And I hope the rest of downtown can get just as active as the ballpark has been.
Today, Pete Weber is busy prepping his voice to call the start of tonight's Predators playoff series with the Detroit Red Wings, while the Bisons and their fans break out the extra layers for today's 2:05 start to the 25th season of Downtown Baseball. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO and AM 970 News.
Here's the 2-2 again. Comet strikes out. The ball game is over. Gets his teammates to empty the dugout and come on and give him the high five as the fireworks shoot off in the backdrop in the top of the ninth inning for the Zephyrs. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two men left on. Bisons, final totals, a run, five hits, no errors. They lead three. The Zephyrs, no runs, four hits, no errors. They strand four. Winning pitcher Bob Patterson is now 1-0. Brett Gideon gets his second save of the year, and the loss to Mark Knutson drops him to 0-2. Time of this afternoon's game goes 2 hours and 3 minutes, and the game-winning RBI, Tom Prince, with his first of the season on the first home run in Pilot Field history.